If you've just tuned in, this is the SAFM Market Update with MoneyWeb. With me, Ropiwa Madzana, we've had some very interesting conversations around the PRASA board being dissolved, as well as the Stage 6 load shedding that we've been plunged into by Eskom. Now we're going to have a conversation about company news. Alexander Forbes releasing a solid set of results. Well, not too bad, not too great, around 1% growth, if I'm not mistaken. And this is, of course, despite constrained conditions in terms of the operating environment here in South Africa. The CEO very excited about a strategy that the company is implementing to get some growth into that company. Here's our conversation that we had a little earlier. Okay, let's perhaps start with some of the salient features of the results in this particular period that we saw.
Yes, so we saw revenue up by 1%, and in itself that's obviously not too exciting a number, but for us it's very exciting. For us it shows that we've stabilized the business. It shows that we've stabilized the team, because without the right team and people, the right attitude and culture, you can't keep your clients and you can't get a revenue growth. So for us, that growth and then was quite important. And to show that it's stabilized. And then the other thing that happened is we've got a 3% profit. Both of these are just on continuing businesses, obviously excluding those businesses that we've put up for sale. And that profit growth then shows that the revenue has come through, but also that we've done very well with cost containment in a period where we actually are also building the business with the right people. So getting the balance right, getting the basics right, and it shows a lot of good things in terms of execution for us. So a good starting point.
Yeah, and I'm glad you bring that up, the selling of some of the businesses and really aligning the strategy to what will give you optimal growth. Talk us through the businesses that you are or have gotten rid of and really the focus in terms of where the growth will come from for the business.
Yes, so we've sold the short-term insurance business in South Africa. I only need Prudential Authority approval for that to go through, so we've got all the other approvals, and that's aimed to be finalized in January, or in the next month or two, hopefully before the end of January. And then we're busy with the disposal of the short-term insurance business in Namibia as well, in final stages, and then exiting Uganda and Zambia. So that means the other one is the life business, the group risk and life business in South Africa, which is all the big insurance businesses and the non-core businesses. And that gives us the opportunity to then focus on our core, as you say, where we're going to get our growth from, which is our pure administration, our consulting and our investment businesses. So all our focus is now on growing those. And we think that there's more than enough opportunity to grow out of those businesses.
Yeah, speaking of growth, you do speak about your new strategy and the refocusing of the business. You've mentioned it very briefly there. But just a little bit more detail about the strategy and how carrying it out has been.
Yes, we changed our whole operating model and the way that we organize ourselves so that we are more client-centric. And the big part of our strategy is to say, okay, so how do we pitch up in front of the client, and how do we really put the client at the center of what we want to do, being truly advice-led and being really client-centric. So the growth we think will come from really engaging funds and members at funds throughout the period that they save with us, that they are in employee, that they are clients of Alexander Forbes through their employer, engaging them, making them understand why they're saving, how they're saving, so that when they exit, they remain clients of Alexander Forbes, whether it is exit of leaving employee or exit of retirement, so that they then feel comfortable with Alexander Forbes and let their assets and their administration stay with us.
Yeah, and I mean, I suppose the trading environment in South Africa has been a very tough one given the current economic climate. And I just want to know what you're seeing in terms of trends and clients perhaps dipping into savings to be able to get through the month or to pay off some debt. What are the trends that are you seeing there?
When we talk about the economic environment and how tough it is for our clients, and the trends we're seeing, certainly it's tough for employers, and employers are losing employees because they have to downsize. plus not paying a lot of salary, and you can see through in the behavior of individuals. The first thing we've seen is when people leave companies, they're not preserving as much. The preservation rate is down from 55 to 53, which means people are taking more cash. We've certainly seen people also switching jobs because they want access to their pension fund money, which is a very negative trend. And we're hoping that as soon as the economy turns, that trend will return as well.
Seeing some very disturbing trends in terms of people leaving their jobs to access their pension savings. That's the Alexander Forbes CEO there. Davie de Villiers giving us an update on the results for the period.